This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Voting has started in Russian-held regions of Ukraine on referendums to become part of Russia. Ukraine and the West have denounced the Kremlin-orchestrated referenda as an illegitimate attempt by Moscow to annex areas its forces have occupied during nearly 7 months of war. The votes are being held in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions. Meanwhile, a team of experts commissioned by the United Nations to look into rights violations in Ukraine says its initial probe has turned up evidence of serious atrocities following Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
One of the commission experts, Eric Mers, says they had visited 27 towns and settlements, as well as graves and detention and torture centres, interviewed more than 150 victims and witnesses, and met with advocacy groups and government officials. Mers says an unspecified number of Russian soldiers were found to have committed crimes of sexual or gender-based violence, with victims ranging in age from 4 to 82 years old. He adds they're examining just two incidents of ill-treatment against Russian soldiers by Ukrainian forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of Russians are trying to flee the country to escape the partial mobilization of civilians into the military. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the move Wednesday in a televised address after Russian armed forces suffered significant losses in recent weeks of their invasion of Ukraine. Some European officials say they'll keep their borders closed, saying the fleeing Russians pose a security threat. At land borders in the country's east, south, and west, lines of cars stretched several kilometers long on Friday. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department Friday said it's updating guidance to U.S. tech firms to expand the range of internet services available to Iranians. The measure's meant to counter Iran's move on Wednesday to block internet access to most of its 83 million citizens in response to street protests. The Treasury Department said Iran wants to keep the world from watching its violent crackdown on the demonstrations. People took to the streets this week to demonstrate following the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who died after being taken into custody by the notorious morality police for improperly wearing her headscarf. Pakistan is deploying thousands of additional doctors and paramedics in the country's worst flood-hit province to contain the spread of disease. Officials said Friday that diseases have caused over 300 fatalities among flood victims since July. Some of the doctors refusing to work in the Sindh province have been fired. Unprecedented monsoon rains and flooding, which many experts attribute to climate change, have affected 33 million people and caused nearly 1,600 deaths. The deluge has damaged 2 million homes, and about 500,000 flood survivors are still living in tents and makeshift homes. At least 7 people were killed and more than 40 injured Friday in Afghanistan by a blast near a mosque in the Afghan capital, Kabul, which struck as worshippers were streaming out of afternoon prayers. This, according to police. The explosion was the latest in a deadly series targeting Friday prayers at mosques in recent months, some of them claimed by the militant group Islamic State. The explosion took place in an area formerly home to the city's Green Zone. That's the location of many foreign embassies and NATO. It is now controlled by the ruling Taliban. In the United States, Los Angeles schools are adding an emergency treatment for drug overdoses following the death of a high school student. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has the story.
Saying the Los Angeles Unified School District has an urgent crisis on its hands, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says Narcan is being supplied to all schools as a way to prevent future fentanyl overdose deaths.
It's a safe, temporary drug that counteracts the effect fentanyl.
That from ABC 7 Los Angeles. In recent weeks, at least 7 students overdosed on pills likely laced with fentanyl. One, a 15-year-old girl, died on her high school campus. Along with the drugs, the district has begun a program that includes parents and counseling to warn students and their families about the dangers of the synthetic opioid. I'm Tim McGuire.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.